On the dock at Fort Adams, in the heart of the Volvo Ocean Race Village, groups of school children and ocean racing fans stand at the railing admiring the seven boats and their bright blue, red, and yellow flags.
Kenzie, come take a picture. We're heading.
Crew members walk to and from the boats, occasionally waving at these fans. By the time they arrive in The Hague next month, they will have traveled 45,000 miles in these vessels around the world. Vestas 11th Hour Racing is one of the boats, and three of her sailors have roots in Rhode Island.
My name is Nick Dana. I'm on Vestas 11th Hour Racing, and I'm the bowman and boat captain.
Nick Dana is a legend in Newport, especially in the sailing community. He has sailed all his life and has participated in Volvo Ocean Races for 10 years. His boat travels up to 46 miles per hour.
It's quite exhilarating, but it's quite scary at times. And no matter how used to it you are, if you're not getting scared sometimes, then you're not human.
And it's not just about being the best sailor. Dana says good teamwork is essential. After all, Volvo sailors spend days at a time together in cramped quarters, sleeping for, at most, 4 hours at a time.
You really have to match up a lot of personalities because ultimately, you see people at their breaking point, and if you're not able to help each other out, then it's either the crew or the boat breaks.
And if the boat breaks, the crew has to sometimes get creative with their fixes. Dana's crew had to use a light pole to fix the mast during one leg of the race. The boat's sponsors are Vestas Wind Systems, a wind turbine manufacturer, and 11th Hour Racing, an organization that promotes marine health. The team is aiming for a neutral carbon and plastic footprint.
You know, it's getting to a point where it's pretty dire in our oceans, so that's my office, that's our workspace, we gotta take care of it.
The team is also collecting data on the amount of plastic in the ocean. This data is key to understanding how pollution has affected our oceans, including some of the most desolate places on the planet. Todd McGuire is the program director at 11th Hour Racing. He says several race sponsors have taken steps to reduce pollution and waste.
You know, a lot of it goes to the fact that there's going to be more plastic in the ocean than fish by 2050. And that's just an astounding statistic. And people hear that and they're like, well, we got to stop that. Obviously, we can't keep going in that direction, so we have to change that. And, you know, by using the race as, again, a way to educate the public, everyone gets behind it.
McGuire says the teams are seeing firsthand just how contaminated the oceans are.
You know, they're sailing through plastic that's out there in the ocean. They're having to actually back down the boats because they have plastic wrapped around the keel, so it's affecting their performance.
Damien Foxall is a sailor as well as the sustainability manager on board Vestas 11th Hour Racing.
It's something we have to do every day. It's a battle.
One of his jobs is to help spread the word on reducing plastic consumption.
When you go to the coffee shop, when you go to pick up a smoothie or refuse, reuse, rethink. And ultimately, we're showcasing, you know, a kind of a way of life and a rethinking of for everyone.
The Volvo fleet will embark on the ninth leg of the race on Sunday, and the Vestas 11th Hour Racing team will carry their message of sustainability with them to Cardiff, Wales. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Pearl Masek.